Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，早上好。
We thank the Lord for another opportunity to meet before Him.
我们感谢主给我们又一次机会能够在他面前聚集。
This morning I want to share on a passage that the Lord has put on my heart recently.
今天早上我要和弟兄姐妹们分享主最近在我心中所放下的一段负担。
And this is the word of the Lord to the church today.
是主早晨要对他教会所说的话。
So let's read together from the book of Haggai.
我们一同在哈该书里边读一些经文。
It's not a book that we usually read from.
好像这卷书我们通常不是特别常读的一卷书。
Yeah, if you need help finding it, it's between Zephaniah and Zechariah.
如果我们需要找到的话呢，它是在西番雅书和撒加利亚书之间的。
So let's read from chapter 1, verses 2 to 4.
我们要开始从第一章的第二节读到第四节。
Thus says the Lord of hosts, the people says, the time has not come, even the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt. Then the word of the Lord came to Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you yourselves to dwell in your paneled houses while this house lies desolate?
万军之耶和华如此说，这百姓说，建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到，那时耶和华的话临到先知哈该说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
And then in verse 8, Thus says the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be glorified, says the Lord.
第八节，你们要上山取木材建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀，这是耶和华说的。
So this morning I want to share on the call from the Lord to rebuild the house.
所以今天早晨我要和弟兄姐妹们分享神在我们中间的呼召，要重新建立他的家。
And for us to really understand this passage, we have to understand the time that Haggai was living in.
我们要真正能够明白这段经文，我们必须要理解哈该他当时所处的时代。
So the story is mentioned in the book of Ezra.
这段历史呢是记载在以斯拉记里边。
And Haggai was a prophet that was sent to the people of Israel.
哈该当时是神是赐给以色列民的一个先知。
And as you remember, Israelites were in captivity in Babylon for 70 years.
弟兄姐妹们都记得以色列人在巴比伦他们被掳70年。
And the Lord moved the king to allow the Israelites to go back and rebuild the house of the Lord.
神感动当时的君王，使他能够允许以色列民回到耶路撒冷重建圣殿。
So we know there was a small remnant that went back to Jerusalem to rebuild the temple.
我们知道那时候有少数的渔民，他们回到耶路撒冷要重新建神的殿。
And initially they were making great progress.
开始的时候他们取得了非常好的进展。
They laid the foundation of the temple.
他们建立了圣殿的根基。
There was great celebration among all of God's people.
所以神的子民在那边有大大的欢喜快乐。
But very quickly we see, that there was opposition to the work of the Lord.
但是我们很快就看见呢，对神的工作有很多的反对的势力。
And then in Ezra chapter 4, we see the enemies of Israel, sending a letter to the king of Persia to tell him to stop these people from building the house of God.
在以斯拉记第四章我们看见那些反对以色列人，他们给波斯王写信，要以色列人停工。
And by the end of Ezra chapter 4, we see that they were stopped from building the house of God by military force.
在以斯拉记第四章结束的时候，我们看见他们因着军事的势力就停建了神的工作。
So these people who left Babylon with the sole purpose of building the house of God were no longer building the house of God.
我们看见这些从巴比伦回来被掳之地归回的，他们唯一的目的就是要重建神的圣殿，但是这个工作现在停止了。
And this was the state of the house of God for many years.
这是神当时殿的光景，许多年中间都是这样。
And I think we can see that this, a lot of times we're in the same condition today.
我们可以看见今天我们许多的光景是和这个相似。
That by the Lord's grace and by His mercy we've been saved.
我们借着神的恩典，借着他的怜悯得救了。
We've been called out of Babylon.
我们从巴比伦被呼召出来。
And we have this purpose, to be part of his body, to build up his body.
我们的目的是要成为他身体的一部分，要建立这个身体。
But So often we see that there's difficulties that come up in our lives.
在很多的时候, 我们看见在我们的生活当中,
there's opposition from the enemy.
仇敌有许多的拦阻,
and there's a lot of our own personal failures.
也有我们个人许多的失败,
so that what was once a very clear purpose from the Lord has been stopped in our lives.
曾经神在我们里边非常清楚明亮的一个目标，很多的时候在我们里边是停止了。
And this is where the word of the Lord comes in through the prophet Haggai.
这个时候，就在这个关键的时候，神的话临到了他的先知哈该。
So taking a closer look at this passage here.
我们要再看仔细的看一下这段经文。
In verse 2 it says, this people says, the time has not come, the time for the house of the Lord to be rebuilt.
在第二节我们看见百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
And the people says, the time has not come.
这里面特别是提到百姓说建造耶和华殿的时候尚未来到。
And we know from the Lord, the time had definitely come.
但是我们知道从神的角度来讲, 那个时间的确已经来到了。
They'd spent 70 years in captivity as prophesied.
因为他们已经在被掳之地过了70年的时间。
And God had done a miraculous work to allow them to leave Babylon.
神做了奇妙的工作, 使他们能够离开巴比伦。
God had prepared everything that they needed to do the work.
神已经为他们预备了所有要建殿的,
And God had told them, now is the time.
神告诉他们现在是建殿的时候。
But they still said, now is not the time.
但是百姓仍然说, 这个时候尚未来到。
And I think that that's also our experience too.
我想这也是我们自己的经历。
That one of the most common lies that we believe from the enemy is, now is not the time.
我们从仇敌那边常常得着的，也是我们常常相信的一个最 最常见的谎言就是说现在的时候不是时候。
And you know, I see these things from the Lord, I want to do it, but now's not the time.
有很多的时候我们知道这是出于神，我们里边有心愿做，但是好像我们觉得现在不是时候。
And in my life, that's just been the constant theme, now's not the time.
在我自己的生活当中，这也是一个常常出现的主题，现在不是时候。
Like from when I was first saved in high school, you know, there's a lot of, you have to focus on your school, you have to focus on getting to a good university. Now's not the time.
当我初初得救的时候，那时候我在高中，好像我需要花精力在我的学业上，需要进入好的大学，不是时候。
And then you go into college, and you say, I have to focus on my career, I have to find a good job. Now's not the time for the Lord.
当我进入大学的时候，我必须要注重学业，找一个好的职业。
And then you get a job, and then you think about, well, I'd like to get married, and so on, and it's not the right time.
当你找到工作的时候，我们会想，我们需要结婚成家，仍然不是时候。
And you know, it just keeps on going, and especially now that we have kids, we definitely don't have time.
那这个借口就一直下去，特别是当我们有了孩子的时候，觉得这更不是时候。
And then looking forward, there's all these things as the kids' lives get busier and busier.
当我们向前看的时候，我们知道还有孩子的生活，我们的生活变得越来越忙碌。
And the temptation is always to say, maybe when I retire.
或者是我们里边有一个愿望，或者是借口说，等到我退休的时候吧。
Yeah, then I'll finally have time.
那个时候我才有时间为着神。
But we know that's not the Lord's will for us.
我们知道这个不是神向着我们的旨意。
And we know that he says, now is the time.
他对我们说，现在就是时候。
And there's urgency in that call.
并且在这个呼召里边有一个紧迫感。
So let's continue looking at verse 4. Is it time for you yourselves to live in paneled houses while this house remains desolate?
这里边神问说，这殿仍然荒凉，你们自己还住天花板的房屋吗？
And the Lord is really exposing the priorities of our lives through this verse.
这节经文实在是神把我们生命里边那个优先次序完全暴露出来。
Now, the people of God had really invested into their own lives and into their own homes.
因为我们看见人在这里这个时候，他们把所有的精力，把所有的这些努力都放在自己的生活当中。
And it makes a lot of sense from a human perspective.
从人的角度来讲，这好像是一个合理的。
If they continue to work on the temple of God, they would risk their own lives and the lives of their family.
因为他们如果继续建殿的时候，他们自己的生命、家庭的生命会受到威胁。
And we know that at that time, Jerusalem, the walls were destroyed, the city was in ruins, and people, they were just living in the midst of that.
因为我们知道当时的耶路撒冷城墙被毁，整个城市荒凉的，人们生活在这个荒凉的环境当中。
So if the enemies of the Lord's people were to attack them, they would be defenseless.
如果这个仇敌来攻击他们，他们没有任何的防卫。
So it makes a lot of sense to say, well, we can't do that. It's time to focus on ourselves.
所以从人的角度来讲，好像这是合理的，说我们现在没有办法来成就这个工作，我们就关心自己的生活吧。
And as I think about just what it might have been like in Jerusalem at that time.
我们可以想象一下在那个时候耶路撒冷的光景。
There was about 40,000 Israelites that went back from Babylon to Jerusalem.
我们知道那个时候大概有四万的以色列人从巴比伦回到耶路撒冷。
Which is, you know, the size of a small town like Edmonds.
四万人相当于在美国一个小的城市，像我们附近这个 Edmonds 城市这个范围。
So it's not big, and as people walked around, they probably saw this temple all the time.
所以这不是一个非常大的地方。当人在这个城市里边行走的时候，他们可能常常会看见圣殿。
And they saw the foundation.
他们可以看见圣殿的根基。
And maybe some of the half-finished work on top of it.
或者是可以看见这个根基上边没有完成的工作。
But no one really had the desire to finish it.
但是人里边没有愿望要完成这个工作。
They would see it, then they would go back to their beautiful, finished paneled houses and forget about it.
他们看见了这样的光景，但是里边没有负担，就回到自己那个漂亮的有天花板的房屋里边。
And I think that was what really broke the Lord's heart.
我们知道这个实在是伤神的心。
It was that he desired to be with his people more than anything.
因为他心中何等的盼望他能够与他的子民同在，是超过任何事情。
But they had no desire to complete the Lord's house so he could dwell among them.
但是这些民众他们心中没有盼望要完成神的殿，让神来居住。
And I think the message is the same to us today.
我相信今天神向着我们的这个信息也是一样的。
Especially, you know, during COVID and over the past few years.
特别是在疫情这几年当中。
It seemed like there's a great reason for us to focus on ourselves, to focus on our families and our health.
好像对我们来讲有更大的一个理由，我们可以来关注我们自己、我们的家庭、我们的生活。
But the Lord is asking, do you care about my house?
但神向我问，你关心我的家吗？
How much time and how much effort have you spent on your own life, on your own house, on your own family, on your own achievements?
你花了多少时间在你自己的家上，在你自己的生活，在你自己的事业上。
And how much time have you spent rebuilding my house?
你花了多少时间来重建神的殿？
So continuing on to verse 7, the Lord of armies says this, consider your ways. Go up to the mountains, bring wood, and rebuild the temple, that I may be pleased with it and be honored, says the Lord.
我们要继续看第七节，万军之耶和华如此说，你们要审查自己的行为，你们要上山取木料建造这殿，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。
So maybe take this verse seriously.
让我们实在是对这节经文有非常严肃的一个关注。
When the Lord says, consider your ways, maybe take the time to reflect.
这里边神告诉他们说你们要审查自己的行为，就是让我们来反省我们自己的生活。
And the point of the Lord saying all this was not just to shame the Israelites, it's not just to shame us.
神在这里边所说的这些话不是让以色列人羞愧，也不是让我们羞愧。
But it's really to cause the Israelites to repent, to turn back to him.
乃是让以色列人他们能够悔改，重新归回向神。
And he wants us to respond in action, be active to rebuild the house of the Lord.
神让我们能够有一个向他的回应，是一个行动上的回应，重新建他的殿。
God's telling them to go up to the mountains, bring wood, rebuild the temple.
神告诉他们要上山取木料、材料建造这殿。
And that it's going to be hard work.
这是一个非常艰苦的工作。
It's going to be dangerous.
也是一个非常危险的工作。
But this is what is on my heart. This is my purpose and my calling for you.
但是神说，这是在我心中向着你的呼召。
And we see also why would we do this for the Lord? Why would we put ourselves through this?
我们也看见神告诉他们为什么。他们要经有这样的经历，为什么要做这样的工作？
It says so that I will be may be pleased with it and be honored.
因为这里边说，我就因此喜乐，且得荣耀。
Oh, and it's such a privilege, it's such an honor, it's such an opportunity for us that we can please the Lord.
如果我们可以带给神带来喜乐，这是我们自己一个何等的荣耀，何等的特权。
And that we can bring honor to His name.
我们如果我们能够把荣耀带给主的名。
And we know that by ourselves, there's no way that we would be able to bring, we'd be able to please the Lord, we'd be able to honor His name.
因为我们知道从我们自己个人努力行为，我们是没有办法让神喜乐，让神得荣耀。
More likely we do the opposite.
或者是说更多的时候我们只能做相反的事情。
But we see that by rebuilding this house, the Lord is giving us this opportunity.To please just the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
但是我们知道神借着让他能够重新建他家这个工作，让我们有机会能够给这位万王之王、万主之主带来喜乐。
So again, it comes back to this question of priority in our lives.
所以我们要回头再思考一下，在我们生命当中优先次序这个问题。
Do we do everything just for our own pleasure or for the Lord's pleasure?
我们是不是所有做的事情都是为着我们自己的喜乐，还是为着神的喜乐？
Are we trying to honor His name in our lives, or are we trying to build up our own name?
我们是不是为着他名的荣耀，还是为着我们自己的名在工作？
The Lord also gives two encouragements to the people in this book of Haggai as well.
在哈该书里边，我们也看见神给他的选民有两次大的鼓舞。
To encourage them to continue building this, to rebuild the temple.
让他们鼓励他们能够继续建神的殿。
One of them is in Haggai 2 verse 9. It says, The latter glory of this house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of armies. And in this place I will give peace, declares the Lord of armies.
第一处是在第二章的第九节。这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。在这地方我必赐平安。这是万军之耶和华说的。
And it's the Lord knows for us it's so easy to become discouraged.
因为神知道我们是何等的容易灰心。
I think for the Israelites, you know, if they looked at that half-finished temple, they would probably be discouraged, like, we're never going to finish this.
因为当我们可以想象当以色列人他们看见那个没有建成的圣殿，他们心里边灰心说我们永远也没有办法完成这个工作。
And many times for us today, when we see the God's people, it's easy for us to be discouraged and say, we're so far from where God wants us to be.
很多的时候我们看见神的选民，我们里边也非常容易灰心，我们会说我们离神所要的光景实在差得太远了。
But the Lord encourages us through this passage that the glory of this house will be greater than the former.
神在这里边借着这段经文来鼓励我们，这殿末后的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
And we know for the Israelites,The first temple that was built was so glorious and it was really the pride of all the nations.
因为我们知道以色列人他们第一个圣殿是非常的辉煌，是以色列民族的骄傲。
And for us, we see the glory of the future church. The Lord has already shown us.
但是对于我们来讲，我们要看见教会，未来教会那个荣耀，那是一个何等的荣耀。
If you look in Revelation 21, we don't have time to read that today, but we see a beautiful picture of the bride shining with the glory of God, ready for the bridegroom.
如果我们看启示录第二十一章的时候，我们今天没有办法完更仔细的看，我们就看见那边神他的心腹在神荣耀的光中是何等的显现。
So this is an encouragement that we can all take to heart.
所以我相信这个是我们每位弟兄姐妹们都可以在心中得到的一个鼓励。
That's not about what you see today. It's not about the current state of the church.
并不是我们今天眼前所看见的光景，不是教会目前的光景。
But it is this glorious purpose that He has promised that He will accomplish in us.
乃是神在他的应许当中让我们所看见那个最后那个荣耀的目的。
The second encouragement that the Lord gives is in chapter 1, verse 12.
第二处主在这神在这边给以色列的一个鼓励是在第一章的第十二节。
It says, Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jehozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, just as the Lord had sent him. And the people showed reverence for the Lord. Then Haggai, the messenger of the Lord, spoke by the commission of the Lord to the people, saying, I am with you, declares the Lord.
第十二节十三节，那时拉撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和 约撒达的儿子大祭司约书亚，并剩下的百姓都听从耶和华他们神的话，和先知哈该奉耶和华他们神所差来所说的话。百姓也在耶和华面前存敬畏的心。耶和华的使者哈该奉耶和华差遣对百姓说：“耶和华说，我与你们同在。”We
see that when the people of the Lord, when they turned to Him, when they obeyed His voice, when they showed Him reverence, the Lord said, I'm with you.
我们这里边看见当神的百姓他们的心转向神，他们在神面前存顺服的心、敬畏的心的时候，主神就应许他们说：“我与你们同在。”
And when they had the desire in their heart to rebuild the temple, the Lord was there with them.
当他们心中有这一个盼望，要重建圣殿的时候，神与他们同在。
And we thank the Lord that we're not doing this on our own.
我们感谢主，因为我们不是在自己在独立的工作。
But that the Lord, His presence and His Spirit are with us every day.
因为神的同在，圣灵的同在，是在每天当中与我们同在。
And the Israelites, they were terrified of the people of the land.
因为以色列人当时他们在那个地的时候，他们里边的非常恐惧。
But the Lord said, I am with you, I will protect you.
主神这边告诉他们，我与你们同在，我要保护你们。
And the Lord said today, if we're willing to obey Him, He's with us. And He will supply anything that we need.
主今天也同样向我们应许，如果我们向着他有心，他与我们同在，他要提供我们所有需要的。And
He can strengthen us with His strength and fill us with His love and joy.
他用他的力量使我们坚固，他要使我们充满他的爱。So,
brothers and sisters, I hope that we hear this call from the Lord this morning and we respond to it and we return back to Him.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹们，愿今天早晨我们听见神的呼召，我们向他有回应，回转向他。And
every time I read a passage like this, I feel like it really touches my heart.
每一次当我读到这样的经文的时候，实在是摸着我的心。And
really, the question I have is like, what next? Like, how do we apply this to our lives?
那当然，我们要问的一个问题就是，那下一步是什么？我们怎样能够把这个应用到我们的生活当中呢？
We thank the Lord that, first of all, He sees our hearts.
我们感谢主，因为他首先他看见了我们的心。And
once we have the willingness in our heart to rebuild His house, He will honor that.
如果我们心里边有一个盼望要重建他的殿，他会来祝福，他会来使我们在这边得到顺利。And
we thank the Lord that He's given us His Spirit to lead us and to guide us for every step of what we are going to do.
因为他赐给我们的圣灵，要在每一天的生活当中，每一步当中引导我们进入他所要成就的。Because
rebuilding the temple, it looks different for each one of us.
因为重建圣殿对我们每个个人来讲，可能都是不一样的。And
the Lord has a special and a specific role for each one of us as well.
神在我们的生活当中，跟我们每个人都有一个特别的、具体的。
So practically, we can bring this question before the Lord and we say, I want to rebuild your house, Lord. What do you want me to do?
所以从实际的应用的角度来讲，我们可以把这个问题带到神面前。我愿意重建你的圣殿，你要我做的是什么？And
we know that He is faithful and He will answer that.
我们知道他是信实的，他要回答我们的问题。And
I think on an even more practical level,
我想从更实际的角度来说,
if we want to honor the Lord in this way every day.
如果我们愿意在用这样的方法，在每天的生活当中来荣耀神。
I think every time we have to make a decision, we can ask ourselves a question.
每一次当我们做一个决定的时候，我们都可以问这样的一个问题。
Am I building the Lord's house or am I building my own house?
我是在建神的殿，还是在建造自己的家？
And I think it's It's an easy question to answer, but maybe a hard question to live out.
我们知道这个可能是一个非常容易回答的一个问题，但是如果我们能够活出这个问题的答案，是有的时候是艰难的。
So may the Lord really just continue to work out this word in our lives.
愿神继续在我们里边做他奇妙的工作。
And we do pray that the Lord, He would be faithful in rebuilding His house today.
我们祷告神是信实的，他要建造他的家。
Let's have a quick word of prayer together.
让我们再一些祷告。
Dear Lord, we do want to repent before you today.
亲爱的主，我们实在要在你面前悔改。
We admit that there is so much time and effort that we have spent into building our own houses.
我们向你承认，我们花了许多的时间在建造我们自己的家。
And Lord, we thank you that you've called us to something greater than that.
我们感谢你，因为你向着我们的呼召实在是大于这一切。
You've called us to come and rebuild your house, just obey your voice, Lord.
你呼召我们来建造你的家，来听从你的命令。
We pray that we would turn to you this morning, we would obey, and we would be your faithful servants.
我们祷告，愿我们今天早晨向你回转，我们成为你忠实的仆人。
We pray that you would work out this word in our lives in a real way.
我们祷告，愿你在我们的生活当中把这成为我们的实际。
In your name we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
我们感谢主，借着弟兄的分享。
We thank the Lord through our brother's sharing.
实在是教导我们能够回到主的面前，把原先主要所创造人的那个目的能够恢复。
That we could be brought before the Lord and be brought back to the original purpose why God created man.
要我们知道，在创世纪第一章到第三章里面说到。
We know that in Genesis chapter 1 through 3.
在神创造人里面有一个极大的永远的目的。
That there was an eternal purpose in God's creation of man.
但是因着我们的先祖亚当他的犯罪。
But because of the fall of Adam.
人远离了神的心。
That man deviated from God's heart.
所以我们知道在地上，在神在地上所要做的工作是一个在恩典中做那救赎的工作。
So we know that God's work, in our lives is a redemptive work in His grace.
是神所要教导我们的走的道路是一条恢复的道路。
And that this way that the Lord is leading us on is a way of recovery.
借着弟兄实在是把我们再带回到神的心意里面。
So our brother has really brought us back to the will of God.
我们不再照着我们的想法，照着我们的心来生活。
That it is no longer according to our own way and our own thoughts.
在我们的生活，日常的生活中，我们能够寻求主的旨意。
But that we could, seek after God's will in our lives.
你要感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
我神好像把这个负担也放在我的里面，我继续借着这一条的线路，我们一起来去来有一些交通。
That God has also placed this thought, this burden in my heart that we could continue to fellowship in the same line of thought.
我们先看创世纪第五章。
Let's first take a look at Genesis chapter 5.
21到24节。
Verse 21 to 24.
我先念。以诺活到65岁，生了马土沙拉。以诺生马土沙拉之后，与神同行300年，并且生儿养女。以诺共活了365岁。以诺与神同行，神将他取去，他就不在世上世了。
Verse 21, Now Enoch lived 65 years and fathered Methuselah. Then Enoch walked with God 300 years after he fathered Methuselah, and he fathered other sons and daughters. So all the days of Enoch were 365 years. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
在希伯来书第二处经文，希伯来书十一章第五节。
The second passage is from Hebrews chapter 11, verse 5.
以诺因着信被接去，不至于见死，人也找不着他，因为神已经把他接去了。只是他被接去以先，已经得了神喜悦他的名证。
By faith Enoch was taken up so that he would not see death, and he was not found because God took him up. For before he was taken up, he was attested to have been pleasing to God.
我相信弟兄姐妹，我们在基督徒的生活中，我们很享受一件事情。
I trust that in our Christian lives that we truly understand one thing.
我们就看到当弟兄姐妹做见证的时候，我们就很喜欢听。
Or something we really enjoy is that when brothers and sisters make testimonies, we really enjoy listening.
我们实在是从弟兄姐妹的见证里面，我们看到神是如何的信实，神是如何的带领弟兄姐妹度过这个日子。
Through our brothers and sisters' testimonies, we hear how faithful God is and how He has led our brothers and sisters through their lives.
那我们知道, 在圣经里面, 神也用了不同的人来做见证。
We know that in the Bible, God also used different people to be a testimony.
我们来读这些见证人在, 在当时的生活是怎么样。
And so we read how their lives were in their time.
也能够来帮助我们来明白神, 也明白如何我们在地上行。
To understand, to help us better understand our God and how we should live our lives.
今天我有一个负担就是用以诺这个人, 我们一起来看看神怎么见证。
So today we'll look at Enoch and how God worked in his life.
以诺这个人大家, 我相信弟兄姐妹都很, 都很清楚。
I trust that brothers and sisters are familiar with Enoch.
因为圣经里面对以诺的记载实在是不多。
Because there's not many not much written about Enoch.
在创世纪第五章就用的四节,
In Genesis chapter 5, there's four verses talking about Enoch.
但是在这四节里面有看到神非常大的心意。
But we see in these four verses God's will.
我们知道神, 我刚才提到我们神是现在是在做恢复的, 我们走恢复的道路, 做一个, 救赎的工作。
So we know that God is doing a recovery work right now.
以诺给我们什么样子的见证呢?
So what kind of testimony does Enoch provide for us?
以诺给我们一个神, 他这个救赎的目的。
Enoch gives us the purpose in God's recovery. Or sorry, God's creation.
Purpose of redemption.
Purpose of redemption. Yeah. Enoch gives us a picture of God's purpose of redemption.
我想在圣经前面几个人物是非常的重要。
I think the first few characters in the Bible are extremely important.
亚伯, 以诺, 挪亚。
Abel, Enoch, Noah.
那今天我的负担是交通以诺这一在救赎里面神所要给我们看见的。
My burden today is to fellowship in Enoch and what God is showing us here.
在圣经里面说到以诺活到65岁。
In the Bible, it tells us that Enoch lived at 65.
生了马祖沙拉,
at 65, Enoch became the father of Methuselah.
好像没有什么特别,
doesn't seem to be anything significant.
但是在这边22节以这边就提到马以诺生马祖沙拉之后与神同行300年并且生儿养女。
But it says here in verse 22 that Enoch walked with God 300 years after he fathered Methuselah and he fathered other sons and daughters.
在以诺的生活里面, 65岁是一个转捩点。
So at the age of 65, this was a turning point in Enoch's life.
他生了一个儿子叫做马土沙拉。
He became the father of Methuselah.
我们知道当时, 当给孩子们命名的时候都有一个特别的意义。
So we know that when children are given names, they have specific meaning.
马土沙拉, 我们知道在圣经的里面的意思,有一个意思就是说他死后有一件事情要发生。
So the meaning of the name Methuselah in the Bible means his death will bring forth.
那这是因着他在神面前的寻求，神给他这样子的启示。
So it is because of his seeking before the Lord that God gave him this vision, this revelation.
当这个孩子以诺，就是说马祖沙拉死的时候，有一件事情要发生。
That after the death of Methuselah, something will happen.
那如果我们看犹大书里面，给我们可以给我们一个提示。
And we see in the book of Judah there's this.
就是一个那个他在那时候就宣扬审判的这个道。
That he would see the judgment coming.
就说当马土沙拉死后，这个审判要来到这个世界。
That after the death of Methuselah, judgment will come to this earth.
所以以诺借着启示在信心里面看见，相信神所说的话。
So through this revelation, Enoch saw and believed what God said.
当我们看见、听到神说的话，我们的生活不能没有改变。When
we hear and we see God's word, our lives cannot not experience change.
今天如果我们看见、我们听到神的话，我们看见神所要做的事，如果我们还活在当时的光景，也许我们是没有看见，我们没有听见。So
if today we see God's word and we hear God's word and we continue to live in the same condition, perhaps we have not actually seen or experienced God's word.
Yeah, 譬如举一个例子，就是说，如果有一个银行它要倒闭了。
I'll raise an illustration. For example, if there is a bank that is about to be bankrupt.
如果你知道它要倒闭，你还会把你的钱
If you know that it is going to be bankrupt, will you put your investment, will you put your money in that bank? Last month we know about the Silicon Valley Bank.
我们不晓得弟兄姐妹，你会不会再把你的钱那时候再放到那个银行呢？
I don't know, brothers and sisters, at that time, would you have put your money into that bank?
除非你实在是相信那个银行没有问题。
Unless you truly believe there is no problem there.
除非你相信这个都是谣言。
Unless you believe that there are all false rumors.
除非你相信这个事情不会发生。
Unless you believe that this would not happen.
在正常的光景下，你不会再把钱放进去。
Normal conditions, you would not continue to put your money
in. 你会把那个钱赶快能够拿出来，拿多少算多少。
Quickly, you would take as much as you could out of that.
那我们知道，在圣经里面，彼得后书跟我们提到。
And we know that in 2 Peter in the Bible.
他说，那日天必大有响声废去，有形质的都要被烈火烧烧，地和其上物都要烧尽。
But the day of the Lord, or sorry, in which the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will be destroyed with intense heat, and the earth and its works will be burned up.
这是世界的结局。
This is the end, the conclusion of the world.
所以弟兄姐妹们,
so brothers and sisters,
如果我们知道世界的结局是这样子,
if we know that the conclusion of this earth is like this,
我们的生活还会把我们所有的时间花在这个世界。
Would we continue to invest all of our time and efforts in things of this world?
约翰跟我们讲，爱世界、爱父的心就不在他里面了。John
tells us, if we love the world, then we do not love the Father.
弟兄姐妹，巴不得我们今天求主让我们开眼看见神所要我们看见的。So
today, may God open our eyes so that we could see what He wants us to see.
特别在这个最近这个世界整个兆头，让我们知道主来的日子实在是近了。
Specifically, in the way the turmoil of the world these days, God, we know that God's return or the return of the Lord is near.
那我们实在在地上生活，做一个警醒，做一个预备主再来的生活。
So may we live a life that in preparation.
所以在以诺在22节里面看到，他生马杜沙拉之后与神同行300年。
So in verse 22, we see that after he fathered Methuselah, he walked with God 300 years.
他里面生活有一个改变,
there was a change in his life.
他与神同行,
that he walked with God.
弟兄姐妹，这边讲到的与神同行是什么样呢?
So what does it mean here to walk with God?
他就是这个与神同行的意思是与神有交通，是跟着神的旨意计划来走。
It means that we have fellowship with him and that we walk according to his ways.
我们知道一个人跟一个人边走边交通，我们需要离这个人要很近。
To in order to walk together and fellowship together, we need to be close to this person.
你很难说很远，一个人很远，然后跟着人走，就是不是一个很亲密，然后觉得很陌生的感觉。
So if you can't walk far away from each other, because that would be a person that is a stranger, not someone who's intimate.
好，在那时候我在东岸的时候。
So back when I was on the East Coast,
有一位年轻刚来到聚会的一个姐妹。
There was a young sister that just came to the assembly.
因为我们去参加一个特会。
We went to a conference.
然后那个姐妹，那个年轻的姐妹就来问我们说。
And she came to us and asked.
她发现一件事情很惊讶。
She discovered something really interesting.
她说那个年长服侍的弟兄怎么跟那个年长服侍的姐妹走在一起？
How come that older serving brother and that older serving sister are walking together?
而且他们还牵手,
and they're holding hands.
他觉得很不可思议。
She said that's unbelievable.
那因为那时候因为在聚会服侍的时候，因为各个服侍，他可能还没看到这对夫妻在一起。
Probably in services, in the various services, she probably didn't see these two together.
所以因着他们牵手，他就觉得。 是怎么回事?
So when she saw them holding hands, she thought this was what's going on.
其实一个夫妻牵手是很正常的，对不对？
But as husband and wife, holding hands is pretty normal, right?
在台湾，在台语，在闽南话。
In Taiwanese,
牵手是什么意思呢？
What does holding hand mean?
牵手就是妻子。
It literally translates to wife.
就是妻子的意思。
So hold hand means wife in Taiwanese.
所以我们跟主行走的时候，我们要有一个亲密的。 交通。
So when we walk with the Lord, we need to have this intimate fellowship with Him.
因为将来到天上，我们跟主实在是不能有陌生的感觉。
Because eventually, when we go to the heavens, we can't be strangers.
如果你在天上跟主非常陌生，这个接下来永世不晓得怎么过。
Not sure how you will spend eternity if you are strangers with God.
啊，因为我们在地上，我们能够跟主有亲密的交通，这是神要的。
So may we on earth have this intimate relationship and fellowship with the Lord. This is what He desires.
哦，在阿摩斯书里面说到。
In the book of Amos.
二人若不同心，怎能同行呢？
It says, "Do two walk together unless they have agreed to do so?"
说当我们与神同行的时候。
So when we walk with God.
我们要同主照神的心来走。
That we have to walk according to His ways, His will.
呀，如果我们不同主的心，走起来实在是啊很别扭。
I mean, it is very difficult if we do not walk with according to His way.
我记得小时候我们玩过一个游戏。
I remember when we were little, we played a game.
可能很多弟兄姐妹也玩过。
It's possible brothers and sisters have also played.
叫二人三足。
A three-legged race.
我们要到应该都知道这个游戏吧。
I think everyone is probably familiar with
it. 就是两个人哦，你有一个一只一一一一条腿把它绑在一起。
So it's two people, but two legs are tied together to each
other. 然后我们就要往前走，看谁走得快。
And then you have to walk together to see who's
faster. 那我们知道，要是这两个人没有同心，没有一起的话，你根本没办法走。
But we know that if these two people are not walking the same way, in sync, there's no way they can walk together.
如果有人往东，他往西，你往东，这绝对走不动。
One goes west, one goes east, there's no way you can walk.
所以我们与主同行的时候。
So when we walk in the same way,
就好像我们跟主是绑在一起。
It is as we are tied to the Lord.
主要往东。
God wants to go one way.
我们就往东。
We need to go that way as well.
主往西，我们就往西。
If we want to go west, or if God wants to go west, we have to go west as well.
如果我们没办法，如果我们不跟着主一起走。
So if we walk with God,
我们就走不动。
We cannot walk.
所以与神同行，好，在这边以诺实在是用他的一生来明白神能够与神同工，哦，与神哦同行。
So Enoch spent his whole life walking, learning to walk with God.
第二个点，他与神同行三百年。
The next point is that he walked with God for 300 years.
我不知道弟兄姐妹觉得三百年久不久。
I don't know if brothers and sisters think that 300 years is a long time.
啊，我可能我觉得在座的每一个，包括我在内，我们可能活不到三百岁。
I think everyone sitting here, including myself included, probably will not live to 300 years.
三百年是很蛮长的一段时间。
300 years is quite a long time.
但是以诺他与神同行了三百年。
But God walked, or sorry, Enoch walked with God for 300 years.
在这边这三百年。是非常，所以第二个点我们看到，我们要坚持到底。
So the second point is that we have to walk and hold fast.
在中国，这中文有些谚语啊，来描述这些。
There's a saying in Chinese that can illustrate this.
譬如像说叫做虎头蛇尾，我不知道大家懂不懂意思。昨天我们跟他讲这个，所以可。这虎头就是老虎的头。
There's a Chinese saying having to do with Tiger.
Tiger's head,
tiger's
head. With the snail tail.
A tiger's head with a snail's tail.
这个意思就是说，我们开始很热心，非常非常好，非常结局以后就变成一条蛇一样，就聊聊哦，就结束了。
But it could be that you start very quickly, very fast, but in the end you were very slow and dragged out.
因为我们在追求主的道路上不能这样子。
May our pursuit of the Lord not be like this.
我们要有虎头虎尾。
We need to have a tiger's head and
怎么样开始的好，我们结束，我们的结局也要怎么样子的好。
However, well we start, we also need to end and finish.
因为我们知道在希伯来书十一章给我们一个注解。
Because in Hebrews 11 it also tells us.
他得到神啊喜悦他的名字。
That Enoch was pleasing to God.
所以因着他能够走到底，神喜悦他。
That he was able to walk to the very end and be pleasing to God.
哦，那神喜悦他的结果是什么呢？
And what was the end result of his of God being pleased with him?
他就被提。
That he was taken.
他被提，他就不见死。
That he did not meet death.
今天我们在地上的生活，我们年长的弟兄一直在提醒我们。
That in our lives, our elderly brothers keep reminding us.
我们的生活有一个很大的一个盼望，就是能够在活的时候被提。
That there is this hope that we have that we can be taken while we are here.
以诺在那个时代，他就是这样子的生活。
This is the life of Enoch when he was on the earth.
啊，愿我们实在是能够有这样子的信心，也能够生活在这样子的啊盼望里面。
May we have this faith and may live in this hope.
那最后一个点，他并且生儿养女。
The very last point is that he fathered other sons and daughters.
感谢主神，没有这边并没有记载以诺与神啊，就是过生了马土沙拉后，到了山郊野外。一个人独居，然后在那边啊、哦，与神同行，享受神的同在。
We praise God that after Enoch had Methuselah, he did not just go to a secluded mountain and enjoy and be alone with God.
神是要在我们的日常生活中来跟随他。
That God wants us to follow Him in our daily lives.
一个有信心的人不是抛弃在地上的本分。
A person with faith does not look at the blessings in this world.
我们在地上是学生的，我们就要好好学。
But we are students in this world.
我们在地上工作的，我们就要好好的工作。
And if we are working in this world, we need to do it diligently.
但是在同时，我们在这些生活中，我们要显出这个信心的行为，就是与神同行。
But at the very same time, we need to live out that we are walking with God.
我们知道没有信心的行为。没有行为的信心，说实在是啊，是不是信心
？And we know that faith without action is not true faith.
所以，愿我们实在是在以诺的身上，我们能够学习到这几个功课。
So may we from Enoch's life learn these couple of lessons.
我们知道主一直跟我们提醒，主来的日子实在是近了。
We know that God keeps reminding us that the return of the Lord is near.
因着以诺在地上。与神同行，他得了神喜悦的名字。
That while Enoch was on the earth, he was pleasing to God.
我们在地上行走的时候，有实在是巴不得我们也能够学以诺一样。
While we are also here, may we learn to be just like Enoch.
在我们的日常生活中，我们的平常的工作、学习、家庭里面，我们能够常常寻求指着神的旨意，顺着他的心意来走。
That in our daily lives, in our school, in our work, in our families, that we would seek after the Lord and walk according to His ways.
有时候在我们的人生过程中，
sometimes in our lives,
我们总是觉得与神行走很难。
We may find it very difficult to walk with God.
有时候我们觉得我们总是希望主与我们同行。
We wish that God would walk according to us.
我们到哪里，主到哪里，那特别好。
Where we go, God would go. Wouldn't that be nice?
但是我们知道。我们在地上，我们不是以我们为中心，我们是以主为中心。
But we know that we are not walking with us in the center. But
我记得有一个诗人写了一首诗。
I know that I remember this poem that was written.
我相信弟兄姐妹都蛮熟悉的。
I trust that brothers and sisters are very familiar.
这个叫做沙滩上的脚印。
It's the footprints in the sand.
这边说到这个人他做一个梦。
That this person had a dream.
他说有一天晚上我做个梦，在梦中我和神在沙滩上同行。
One night I had a dream. I dreamed I was walking along the beach with the Lord.
这时天空浮现了我一生所度过的光景。
Across the sky flashed scenes from my life.
当每一幕出现的时候，我都看见沙滩上出现了两行的脚印，一个是我，一行是我的，一行是主的。
For each scene, I noticed two sets of footprints in the sand, one belonging to me and the other to the Lord.
当人生最后一幕出现在我眼前的时候，
When the last scene of my life flashed before me,
我回顾沙滩上的脚印，
I looked back at the footprints in the sand.
我发现在我人生有许多时刻，沙滩上只有一行脚印。
I noticed that many times along the path of my life, there was only one set of footprints.
而那正是我最低潮、最哀伤的时刻。
I also noticed that it happened to be at the very lowest and saddest times in my life.
我问主说，
I questioned the Lord.
主啊，当我决定跟随你的时候，你不是应许要一路与我同行吗？可是我发现，在我人生最艰难的时候，沙滩上怎么只有一个脚印呢？
Lord, you said to me that once I decided to follow you, you'd walk with me all the way. But I noticed that during the most troublesome times in my life, there is only one set of footprints.
我不明白为什么我在我最需要你的时候，你却离我而去。
I don't understand why when I need you most, you would leave me.
主回答说，
The Lord replied,
我亲爱的孩子，
My precious child,
在你受试炼的时候，我从来没有离开你。
I love you and never leave you.
你所看见的一行脚印，正是我背负你走过。
During your times of trial and suffering, when you see only one set of footprints, it was then I carried you.
亲爱的弟兄姐妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我们把我们的一生放在主的里面，
When we put our entire life into the Lord,
当我们愿意与主同行的时候，
When we are willing to walk with God,
在我们的生活中，也许我们遇到的低潮，遇到的困难的时候，我们觉得我们没办法走，主不与我们同在的时候。
We may encounter difficulties and low points, and we find that we cannot walk with God.
主从来没有放弃我。
But God has never forsaken us.
在这个故事里面看到，主把我们抱在他的怀中，或背负在他的里面，一起来走。
In this story, we see that God has carried us in Himself.
我们要相信我们的主是什么样子的主。
We have to trust what kind of God our God is.
所以我们可以完全毫无拦阻，毫无挂虑地把我们自己放在他的里面。
That we can completely place ourselves in him.
我们的生活乃是见证主在我们身上的作为。
That our lives would be a testimony of God's position in our life.
早晨借着以诺的这个故事，他的见证。
This morning through the story of Enoch and his testimony.
那我们实在是能够彼此劝勉，彼此学习。
May we truly be encouraged and that we could learn together.
也许我们也会觉得在以诺的时代跟我们的时代差很多。
Perhaps we may think that the time that Enoch was living in,
我们现在的时代实在是难。
That our time is very difficult.
但是如果我们看圣经的话，
But if we see the word of God,
以诺的时代可能跟现在时代没有差太多。
That the time that Enoch was living in and now is not much different.
因为他看到神的审判要来。
Because he saw that God's judgment was coming.
因为神看到这个地上没有一个义人。
That and God saw that there was no righteous man on this earth.
当马祖沙拉死的时候。
That after the death of Methuselah.
我们知道洪水就来。
We know that the flood came.
那个下一个段那是挪亚的，我今天就不交通。
That's the next section of Noah, and we won't be fellowshipping on that today.
所以在那个时代的世代也是一个黑暗的世代。
So in that time, it was also very dark.
所以没有人要听以诺的的宣讲这个审判的道。
So no one wanted to hear Enoch's prophecy of judgment.
今天我们在这个世代也是一样。
In this world, it is the same.
我们这个世代实在是被仇敌所蒙蔽的世代。
And this is the time that the enemy has taken.
但是我们感谢主，主的恩典把我们从这个黑暗的权势里面救拔出来。
But we thank God that He saved us out of this time.
把我们带到他爱子的国度里。
And that He saved us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of His Son.
所以今天每一个信主的，我们都是在爱子的国度。
So may every one of us who believe in the Lord be in the kingdom of His Son.
在灵里面，在地位上，我们是这样。
That in our spirit, in our position, we are here.
但是感谢主，当主再来的时候，
But we thank the Lord that when He returns again,
我们身体也要被提带到神的那个真正的这个所谓的天里面。
That we thank Him that our physical bodies will also be taken to the heaven.
那神的荣耀要在那边完全的彰显。
And the God's glory will be completely manifested.
所以以诺的故事，让我们看到神救赎的目的就是把众子带到荣耀里。
So we see in Enoch that the purpose of God's recovery is to bring many sons to glory.
他开始的工作他要来完成。
The work that he has begun, he will finish.
刚才 Nathan 弟兄提到在启示录最后在22章里面看到神那个新耶路撒冷是何等的美。
Earlier, Brother Nathan mentioned in Revelations 21 and 22 in that the New Jerusalem is so beautiful.
神恢复的这工作到启示录最后一章里面结束。
We see that God's recovery work goes all the way to the end of Revelation.
弟兄姐妹，我们正都是在神恢复道路上，我们在这个路上与神有份。
And in this way, we have a portion in God's recovery.
我们与神同行，是我们一天一天，我们走到。被神得到神被提的光景。
So that each and every day as we walk with God, we will be brought into His glory.
我们感谢主，让人活是借着神的恩典。
We thank God that living is by His grace.
但是如何活，是我们要在主面前，我们要做一个拣选。
But how we choose to live is a choice that we have to make.
愿我们能够像以诺一样，拣选神的心所要的。
May we be like Enoch and choose what is on God's will.
在这个黑暗、这个悖逆的时代中，我们能够成为主的见证。
that in this dark world and time that we could be a testimony of God.
让主的心得着满足，得着喜悦。
That God's heart would be pleased and be satisfied.
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
每一次我们想到你在我们身上所成就的救恩是何等的浩大。
Every time we think about how great your grace is in our lives.
实在是超过我们所求所想。
It is beyond what we can imagine or think.
但是你把你为我们，你死在十字架上。
But for us, you died on the cross.
你为我们流出宝血。
You shed your blood.
你成就了那伟大的救恩。
And you accomplished that salvation.
好叫我们这些属你的儿女有同样你的生命。
So that we who are considered your children have this.
我们在地上的生活，我们可以为你而活。
That we could live for you in this world.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你借着你的话，你再次来提醒我们。
That through your word, you once again remind us.
你来的日子实在是近了。
That the day of your return is truly near.
愿我们这些为属你的儿女。
That we who are your children.
在这段时刻。
In this time.
我们有一个心智。
That we would have this desire.
就是能够顺着你的圣灵来走。
That we would walk according to your way.
能预备灯油等候那荣耀日子的显现。
That we would prepare the oil in our lamp.
主，我们跟你承认我们是软弱的。
Lord, we know we are weak.
但是主，我们知道你的生命已经在我们的里面。
But we know that your life is already in us.
愿我们实在求你实在保守每一位弟兄姐妹，不管是大人，不管是孩子。
We ask that you would protect each brother and sister, no matter young or old.
在这个世代中
that in this world,
我们能够为你来站立
that we would stand firm for you.
主我们谢谢你
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢你自己对我们的心来说话
We thank you that you speak to each of our hearts.
我们把荣耀爱戴都归给你
We give you all glory and adoration.
听我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督宝贝的名
We pray all these things in our precious Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.